Kahn is an eloquent, charismatic lecturer.
Thank you very much, Esther. I think another few years of this and I'll finally know something about my biography. I keep learning all sorts of things. It's wonderful. The truth is, I could have just had a tape from last year and the year before and the year before that, but I'm so thrilled that you do it. I love hearing it. I love it. I need a moment's help, Esther. You'll get these guys working over here. I have source sheets. This is not going to be stam a lecture. This is going to be a learning experience, and you may be tested on it. So I suggest that you listen very carefully. No fighting over them. All right. I take it seriously. All right, how are we doing there?
Try swinging around. I'll try and speak.
I want to make a number of opening statements. Statement number one is that on the one hand, can I and Hara, there are so many new Haggadahs that come out every year. It's amazing the Haggadahs that are produced. I think they say that aside from Tanakh, the Haggadah has been printed and reprinted in so many different forms, more than any other sefer. Haggadah has always been beloved. But I also want to say that there's a note of caution. The caution is that there are some Haggadahs that can be injurious to your health. That's going to be point number one. The Daf's a chitin abyssal from some of the Haggadahs. That must have been my wife. Okay? What do I mean that a Haggadah can be dangerous? I have it here someplace amongst my notes. There was a Haggadah that came out a few years ago. A Haggadah called the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Haggadah. And I came across something in that Haggadah. I don't know what to do with myself. I just tell you in advance. Rav Shlomo Zalman never said this. How do you like that? In advance, I'm telling you. He never, ever said anything of the sort. Not only ever said it, he never dreamt it. And I'm going to read to you what the Haggadah says. Toward the end of Dayenu, we say, Ilu, Ilu nosan lonos ha-Torah, would God have given us Torah, v'lo hichnisanu le-Eretz Yisrael, and he would not have brought us into Eretz Yisrael, Dayenu, would have been enough. If he would have given us Torah, not brought us into Eretz Yisrael. The so-called quotation is the following. I will read it. I'm going to translate it. Manoalu Elu, how foolish are those people! Hasomim es hadogish, that place emphasis on Eretz Yisrael and not on the fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs. Halo bechol leil Pesach, every night of Pesach. Omrim heim b'mo fihim, they say with their own mouths, Ilu nosan lanu was ha-Torah, would God have given us the Torah, v'lo hichnisanu l'Eretz Yisrael, and he wouldn't have brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Dayenu. Achi ein oz neyam shomos es ha-sheh pihim dover. Don't their ears hear what their mouths say? Et moha, I wonder. Guaranteed. Goyen Adir. Rav Shlomo Zalman never said such rubbish and such nonsense. Because that's not the pshat. Let's go one step further. I'm going to replay this in a slightly different way. Il kervonu lifnei Har Sinai, would God have brought us before Har Sinai, v'lo nasan lanu as haTorah, and He wouldn't have given us the Torah? Dayenu, it's enough. All these people, how foolish they are that they talk of Torah, Torah, Torah. Don't they hear with their own eyes what they say on the night of Pesach? Would God have brought us before Har Sinai and not given us Torah? Dayenu. Obviously, it's nonsense. That's not what was meant by Ilu Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai. If God would have brought us to Har Sinai and not have given us Torah, doesn't mean He would not have given us Torah. I'm going to explain that. I'm going to leave that for a little later. We'll explain exactly what it does mean. And when it says, Ilu Nasan Lanu As haTorah, would He have given us the Torah and not brought us into Eretz Yisrael, doesn't mean we would not have entered Eretz Yisrael. Torah is important. Eretz Yisrael is important. Beis HaMikdash is important. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha never said such nonsense. Part 1. Second introduction. Well, you know, I don't know what it's like in the United States, but over here it's getting, I don't know, some say better and better every Friday. Others say worse and worse. The number of parachutes that are handed out in shuls. I tell you, if I would just glance at each one, I would remain in Am Haaretz for the rest of my life. Who has time to look into all of these? So, of course, over the years, one knows that Shabbat to Shabbato, you turn to the last page and see what Rav Yisrael Rosen has to say. Chabad, you read the lead article, always Gevaldig. And in each one of the parsha sheets, you take a look at the Ma'ane HaYeshua, what the Mordechai Eliyahu has to say. There are a few classics, otherwise, Kevin Doch Meshugarech. And 2 or 3 weeks ago, the parsha sheets arrived Thursday night, and my president comes over to me and he shows me a parsha sheet and he says, Kvod HaRav, what are we going to do? It was the Friday before the elections. And you guessed it. Here is a parsha sheet from Kadima. Is that the name of it? That's the name of that party? Kadima. There it is. Cain Kadima. Lemedina Yehudit. Kadima is going to provide us with a Medina Yehudit. Give me a break. So my president is all falling apart at the seams over there. He says, listen, I said we're obviously not going to give this out. We're liberal, but we're not that liberal. Kadima, that is kumarang by near issue. Then he says, for the Rav, there's a Dvar Torah. I'm saying, that's how they sneak it all in. You can find out every Mishab apartment that's available because there's a Mishab Parsha sheet. Anyway, there's a Dvar Torah here. Dvar Torah from somebody I'm not such a big chassid of. I like him too much anyway. But he raises a very interesting question. It's a question many have dealt with over the years. He says, listen, we know why one of the reasons why there are 4 cups of wine is because there are 4 expressions of redemption. 4 expressions of redemption. And you have it there on your sheet, number 2. Number 2. V'hivot seiti, they're underlined. V'hivot seiti etchem itachat sivlot Mitzrayim. God says to Moshe to tell the Jewish people, Lachem, tell the Jewish people I will take them out from beneath the suffering of Egypt, and I will save them from the enslavement. I will redeem them with an outstretched arm. And I will take you unto me as a people. These are the four expressions of redemption. And because of these four expressions, we drink four cups of wine. So, of course, there is the question, well, but there is a fifth expression of redemption, and it's underlined over there, Ve'heveti etchem al ha'aretz, and I will bring you to the land, Asher nasati et yadi, that I lifted my hand in an oath, Latet al tal Avram, the Yitzchak Yaakov, and I'm going to give it to you at Morasha. Vos epis happened with the Ve'heveti. I will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that not one of the expressions of redemption? Why aren't there, therefore, five cups of wine? There are those who say that the Kol Shel Eliyahu, that takes the place of the Heveti. Shvach HaMaisis. The fact is, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi and others, wherever it appears, it's always four expressions of Gula, and therefore there are four terms. Now, in this Kadima Parshishi, goes on to ask, that once, many years ago, a fellow by the name of Aryeh Ben Gurion, I don't know who he is, from Kibbutz Bet HaShita, asked the author, how is it possible, Eich Yitochen, that religious Zionists leave Eretz Yisrael out of the Haggadah? The response, but by the way, we will see, not only is that left out of the Haggadah, Ve'heveti etchem, I will bring you to the land. But there's an even more serious omission in the Haggadah. The Mishnah says it, such as the Halacha. V'dodesh, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the relating, the story of Egypt, is done through the vehicle of Dodesh Me'arami Oved Avi. We study the parsha of Arami Oved Avi. The parsha of Arami Oved Avi is number one on your sheet. You'll see where it's underlined. It's from the parsha of the reading of Bikurim in Parshat Kitavo. Arami Oved Avi, you will recognize immediately. Arami Oved Avi Vayedid Mitzrayim Ayogar Sham B'Misayim Yat. We darshan each section, each phrase. Vayi Sham L'Goy Godol Otzum Barav. God saw our suffering and our toil and the oppression. We darshan each part over here. And that's the halacha. The halacha says that the relating, the story of the Exodus and the Egypt has to be done via studying this parasha. And the Mishnah says, Ad sheyigma kol haparasha kula, until he finishes this parasha of Mikra Bikurim. But wait a minute, we don't finish the whole parasha in the Haggadah. Look at the next pasuk. He brought us to this place. He gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. We don't say that. That seems to be flying in the face of the halacha as it is stated in the Mishnah. The halacha as it is then reiterated by the Rambam. Doresh me Arami Oved Avi, you're supposed to study the parasha from Arami Oved Avi until you finish it. But we don't finish it. One could already begin to think that there's something that may be slightly anti-Zionist about the Haggadah. We don't say Ve'heveti etchem, we don't say the pasuk in Parashat Ve'edah, the fifth term of Gula, Ve'heveti etchem, and I will bring you to land. And now we leave out a parsha where we should have dashed it all. We leave out by Yivienu al Amakom Azeh, he brought us to this place, and he gave us this land, Eretz Zavas Chalavash. So back to the Kadima sheet, he says that this fellow from Kibbutz Beit HaShita asked him many years ago, how is it possible that religious Zionists leave Eretz Yisrael out of the Haggadah? The writer says, I answered him that on the night of the Seder, we celebrate the exodus from Egypt. The entry to Eretz Yisrael begins afterward. The entry to Eretz Yisrael is really celebrated between Pesach and Shavuos, and then of course Shavuos, Megillat Rut, you already feel the atmosphere of the fields around Beit Lechem. You feel an Eretz Yisrael that is bursting out in full bloom. Things are growing again. There's a sense of, you can touch Eretz Yisrael. That's not bad, but not good enough. Not good enough. This fellow, Aryeh Ben Gurion from Kibbutz Beit HaShita, didn't buy this answer. That on the night of Pesach, we only deal with Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't deal with Eretz Yisrael. And he asked this question. But it says, V'doresh, Me'arami Oved Avi Ache Gomer Kol Afar Shekula. So the Kadima writer says, you know, he's right. It's a greise kasha. It's a greise kasha. Alright? So therefore he says that therefore anybody who really loves Eretz Yisrael without any connection to whatever party they belong to, here's, you know, getting rid of the politics and it's Kadima all over the place. So that, yes, he says we should drink a fifth kos when we say Hallel, and we should have in mind that that's for Eretz Yisrael. All right, not good enough. I don't like the Parsha sheet, so there may be another approach. Maybe another approach. In fact, that same Friday in Shul, this sheet was given out in all shuls. Hashlomo lahagadah, an addenda to the Haggadah. In other words, we have the Haggadah that we've been using for 2,500 years. You are supposed to insert this into the Haggadah and add this to the story. And the purpose of the Hashlomo lahagadah is, this is an addition to Sipur Yetziyah, to the relating the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because this is Hodoya, thanksgiving, Al Shezachinu Lichyot Ba'atzeinu, that we were zeichet to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he also is assuming that this is simply overlooked in the Haggadah. And he quotes V'Dodesh Me'arami Ohil Avi Achi Yigma Kol HaPar Shekula. And here there are 3 pages of all sorts of beautiful psukim, they are beautiful psukim, beautiful mamorei chazal, all talking about Eretz Yisrael, and if you don't say this, then, you know, something's wrong. I don't know what those poor people did for the last 2,500 years before this parasha sheet came out. And it begins at the top of the second page, it has the pasuk in Mikra Bikurim that's missing, Vayivienu El HaMakom Hazeh, alright. Needless to say, I'm not going to take the position that the Haggadah Shel Pesach that is so dearly loved by Klal Yisrael and that was composed by giants needs any kind of addition. You want to say this any other time? Fine, it's okay with me, they're beautiful psukim. It's gorgeous. The Haggadah of Pesach, the traditional Haggadah of Pesach, needs no additions. Fourth, here I tread already on a little bit more dangerous ground. I've only been starting off so far with something that is attributed to Rav Shlomo Zalman. That only never said. And then, of course, you can start out with a Kadima Parsha sheet. That's easy. That's a piece of cake to start up with that. The Hashlomo LaHaggadah, I'm not even sure. I don't even know who the people are. The Rav, the Soloveitchik Zecher Tzadik Levracha, also dealt with this question. And there are a number of answers that are given in his name. One is
He says it's quite possible that during the period of Bayit Sheni, Jews were in Eretz Yisrael. They did indeed say that last pasuk, Vayivienu al Amakom Hazeh, he brought us to this place and he gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Then he makes another statement. I find it difficult to believe that the Rav really said it, and if he said it, whether he really meant it in the way that it sounds. And I'll have to explain that too. Doesn't start up with the Rav. All I'm really starting up with is what's quoted in his name. He said, Eretz Yisrael is a destination, not a destiny. Torah is the destiny of the Jewish people. Eretz Yisrael is a destination. What precisely he meant by it may very well mean that, the night of Pesach, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we talk about Torah, but Eretz Yisrael is a destination. I know it's a place to go to. I'm really not sure what he meant by it. All right? These are the basic questions that we have to deal with. We have to deal with them. So I'll tell you the following. I don't believe that the author of the Haggadah missed out on anything. The people who authored the Haggadah were brilliant, more than brilliant. We're talking, there's a Ruach HaKodesh. There's a Ruach HaKodesh that was used in composing the Haggadah. One has to be very careful before one asks questions and says, it's Kusha Gedola, I have no answer for it. And that religious Zionists should have a difficult time going through the Seder, you understand? It doesn't even help if you sing Shir HaMalos to the tune of the HaTikvah, that's not enough. But I believe that there's something, really something that's missing over here. First of all, let's deal with number one, the Dayenu. Dayenu. Let me tell you, this is going to be partially commercial, but that's okay. I can make a commercial. With one of my sons-in-law, 2 weeks ago, we published the Haggadah. Not a new Haggadah. There's a Haggadah that was written many, many years ago by a Goyen Olam, the Baal Orach HaShulchan, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Halevi Epstein, who died in 1908, the only one since the time of that the Shulchan Aruch was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, who wrote a Shulchan Aruch on all four Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, and not only that, on the Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz, the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch. Also, we're talking about all a giant. We'll talk in tomorrow morning in my brief remarks, we're going to talk more about that. Let me tell you what he says about Ilu nasan lanu es Ilu kervanu l'fnei har Sinai, v'lo nasan lanu es haTorah. I mean, you have to see pshat, you have to see real pshat. And thank God, we can't go through our whole lifetime not understanding what Dayenu is all about. So he says, would God have brought us to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah? Ein hakavana. The intention is not shelo hayonosan lono satorah chas v'sham. The Baal never meant if we would have come to Har Sinai and we wouldn't have been given the Torah. What are you talking about? Can't be. Tanai hisna hakadosh baruch hu, God made a condition with all of creation, waiting for the great Yom Hashishi of Sivan. The whole world was being held in suspension and in suspense. If Klal Yisrael will, God forbid, not accept Torah, the world goes back to nothingness, to null and void. The whole world depended on the Jewish people accepting Torah. So God's not going to give them Torah. How can we say this and sing it yet and die, Yainu? Doesn't mean that. He said, that's not what it meant. He says, there was a great gift that God gave to the Jewish people when he gave them Torah. There was a very special special gift. You know what the gift was? The gift was that from the moment that God transmits Torah to the Jewish people, the ones who become the deciders in Jewish law, the Sanhedrin. Lo bashamayim he, the Gemara says time and time again in the great, great debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer wants the walls of the Beis Hamedrash to fall if the halacha is not like him. He wants the wind to blow. And Rabbi Yoshua says, sorry, you can have even a bas kol, a voice came out from heaven saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yoshua remained adamant in the face of all of nature that is turning over before his very eyes. And he says, Rabbi Eliezer, lo bashamayim hi, Torah is not in heaven. God gave it to us. To us, he gave the power to be the deciders. We can decide according to the drove, Akrei Adam Lahatos. We can use all of those midot with which you darsh in Torah. But God entrusted Torah to us. It's ours for safekeeping. It's for us to decide. And when I talk about us to decide, it doesn't mean that anybody who has the title rabbi is able to decide. There was a Sanhedrin, there were Gedolei Yisrael, there were Poskim. We have the power to decide. So the Baal Orach HaShulchan says, Ilu kervanu lefnei Har Sinai, if God would have brought us to Har Sinai, in Har Sinai, he gave us Torah, but v'lo nosan lanu es haTorah, he would not have given the Torah to us that we should have the power to decide. But decisions would have been made in heaven. Dayenu, that would have been enough. But God, because of his great love for the Jewish people, you know what he does? He hands it over to us and gives us the power to decide. And then he goes to the next. Ilu, nosan lanu es haTorah. He would have given us Torah v'lo hichnisanu l'Eretz Yisrael, and he wouldn't have brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'shalom dayenu, never meant what? We'd sit around in the desert. What would we do? But you know what? It would have been enough if God would have brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and then we cross the Yarden with boats, with rafts. We come into Eretz Yisrael like an army that is warring, going to war to conquer. But that's not what he did. Hichni sonu, he brought us in. He crossed the Yarden with us. He brought the walls of Jericho tumbling down. God fought side by side with us. Hichni sonu Eretz Yisrael. Ilu nothing of Sator v'lo hichni sonu Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean we would not have gone into Eretz Yisrael. He says, what are you talking about? God promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that he's going to give them Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean we're not going to go in? What are you talking about? How could anybody have understood this part of Dayenu, meaning that? How could anybody have? Rav Shmuel Zalman never understood it as v'lo hichni sonu Eretz Yisrael. Who didn't come to who needs Eretz Yisrael? Taylor! Chas v'shalom! Ilu, would God have given us Torah and not gone to the divine trouble of standing side by side with us, shoulder to shoulder, taking us into Eretz Yisrael, miraculously, Dayenu. And then, Ilu Hichnisanu Eretz Yisrael, would have brought us into Eretz Yisrael, Bona Lono as Beis HaBechira. There you understand it already, now you know exactly what I'm going to say. There's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. What we're saying in Dayenu is v'lo bono lanu. God participated, the great Tablam Bashamayim participated in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. You didn't hear a sound. All this construction is going on. We know what it's like when somebody in the building starts making shiputzim. When I see these guys coming in with those, what do they call them? A congo, I think. These big pneumatic drills, and they go into the wall, waste 2 months till the poor guy is finished. And here they're building an awesome construction of Beis HaMikdash. Not a sound. Not a sound. You know why? There's a Rabbeinu Shlomo there the great builder in heaven is building with us. If he would have brought us into Eretz Yisrael and not built with us, you know, we can also build. Maybe a little pivot here and there. No, Nishkefela. Par for the course. Well, we could have built it. But no. Because of God's great love for the Jewish people, He's the one who gives Torah to us. He brings us into Eretz Yisrael. He stands with us as we build the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Pshat in Dayenu. But Shlomo Zalman would never have said, people who stress Eretz Yisrael and not Torah, don't they hear what they're saying? Boy, we hear what we're saying. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaBechira, all of them. So that's what Shlomo Zalman. As far as the question, what about, we still haven't answered the, what about that pasuk over there in number 2? The 5, Lishona Shel Geula. Why is the 5th not mentioned? Ve'heveti etchem el ha'aretz. I'm going to bring you to the land. What happened to the pasuk at the end of Mikra Bikurim? Arami Yovidavi, why don't we say Vayivieno la'makom hazeh v'yiten lanu es ha'aretz hazos eden zavos hola v'duash? I'm going to give you the answer. First of all, you have to know, of course, that Eretz Yisrael is not absent from the Haggadah, even if one is a rabid religious Zionist. This is Eretz Yisrael. At the very beginning, Hoshata Hocha, this year we are here, Lashon HaHava V'Arad Yisrael, next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. We end it with Lashon HaHava Yerushalayim. We do indeed say, Ilu Hichnisanu L'Eretz Yisrael. But I want to tell you, the Baal HaGadah was brilliant. Brilliant! And I really don't know, from the time that this occurred to me, I don't have a clue why the whole world didn't see it. Number 4. And this is it. This is going to be the single tenor is going to finish off in this with this crescendo. The Chod Avador Chayev Adam Liris Estatsman. I want to tell you about this paragraph. This paragraph is the last paragraph in the story of the Exodus. Immediately after this paragraph will come, Lefichach, therefore, we are obligated to praise and thank, and we begin to say Hallel. The story section ends with this paragraph, and then begins Thanksgiving. Let's read it. In every generation, a person is supposed to see himself as though he came out of Egypt. As it says, you shall tell your son on that day so, saying, that was us, Hashem, God did this for me, the chasing me in the time. Listen what happens now. We are coming to the end of Sifu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lo, as I was saying, Buvad. It was not our fathers alone that God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, redeemed. El Afo Yisonu Gol Imam, He redeemed us with them. Shenema. This pasuk. You're going to, before you leave, in the next 3, 4, 5 minutes, you're going to know this pasuk backwards and forwards. Vosonu Hotzi Misham, He took us out of there, Lema'an, in order, Havio Tanu, in order to bring us, to give us the land that He swore to our fathers. You know where that pasuk comes from? That pasuk comes in number 3. Number 3. It's underlined to Yish'olcha Bincha Macha Lema. That's the parasha in Parshat Vetchanan. It's the parasha of the Ben Chacham, the wise son. And you see what the answer we give to him is? V'omar to Levincha. Now we come to that pasuk that's underlined, which is the last pasuk in the whole Sifu Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there is something so unique and so unusual about this pasuk. This pasuk is saying that the ultimate goal and the objective of all of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that we come to Eretz Yisrael. Leman, the word Lema'an means the ultimate goal and the objective. Do you know what the Baal HaGadah did in his brilliance? I like making these broad statements. I may even be right.
there is no other pasuk in all of Tanakh that inextricably binds Yetzias Mitzrayim to the entry into Eretz Yisrael. If you will take the pasuk of the Heveti Etchem in number 2, the fifth lashon of Geula, all that it says is, I'm going to save, I'm going to rescue, this, that, and then bring you. Doesn't mean that the purpose of the Exodus was so that you should come to Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say that. If you take Parshas Bikurim, God took us out of Egypt, Vayivienu, and He brought us to this place. He did this, He did that, He did the next thing. It doesn't mean that the coming to Eretz Yisrael was the objective, the purpose, the goal, the raison d'etre of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Certainly not. There's only one pasuk in all of Tanakh that says that. And that's the pasuk that we have at the end of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vosanu Hotzimisham, He took us out of there. The purpose of the Exodus was in order to bring us to the land that He swore to our fathers. You know what He wanted? On the way, on the journey, we were destined to pick up Torah at Sinai. The objective of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Eretz Yisrael. That was the purpose. But Eretz Yisrael b'li Torah, Geguv b'li Neshama. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted a Klal Yisrael Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. The journey, therefore, begins in Mitzrayim, a stop at Sinai, and the ultimate goal. I'm not ready to say that Sinai was the destiny and Eretz Yisrael was the destination. Eretz Yisrael was the destiny, but that destiny began at Mitzrayim, continued at Sinai, and ended in Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm going to say, I'm just one final statement that may be revolutionary. I'll say it. I said it this past, you get mixed up already between Shabbos and Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. I went for a day's vacation, you understand, to Ramat Beit Shemesh. We have two children over there, so I ended up speaking Friday night, my one shul, and I ended up speaking Shabbos in the morning, Yom Tov in the morning in another shul. I said the following: the optimum fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is when you're here. Only the one who is here can say, O son who hotzi misham, the journey that began when He took us out of Mitzrayim, which its purpose and its goal and its objective was to bring us here, we're here. And therefore we can say, in the fullness of our personalities, O son who hotzi misham, that journey of Klal Yisrael that started 3,500 years ago, we made the whole journey. O Sonu, He took us out of there in order to bring us here. We're here. But there are Jews living in Chutz Laretz. That's why at the beginning of the Haggadah, people say, Hashata Hocha, Emiyat Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalelam, I plan on finishing the journey. This year we're here, next year we're going to be there. When the Jew in Chutz Laretz is going to acknowledge that he's in the middle of the journey, he's on the way, Rabbi Shalom, just a little patience with me, I'm on the way. This year here, next year it's going to be Eretz Yisrael. And at the end of the Seder he says, L'shona habab Yerushalayim, by the time he comes to the end of the Seder he really means it, and he hopes that he's going to be able to accomplish it. But the ultimate fulfillment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is here. Only the one who can say, V'osanu hotzi misham, He took us out of there in order to bring us here, we who are here can say that pasuk with the ultimate kavana of all. The Baal HaGadah was brilliant. He purposely did not use the other psukim because the other psukim don't make the connection. Only one pasuk in all of Tanakh makes the connection. But the ultimate objective, the purpose, the goal,
the destiny was to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you, Schori Mikol Amali, fellow came over to me in shul after I said that. He says, Rabbi, I came on Aliyah 3 months ago. Did I need to hear that? Did I need to hear that? Ma'adim l'simcha. Yeah, I can take things back, you know.
Good health to continue.
Thank you. Well, listen, Esther feeds me well over here, so it's okay. You never know how to turn.